Brunch radio program. I love people who love music. Therefore, I love Jim Musselman and always love having him on the Bruce Brunch radio program. Appleseed Recordings is just this amazing company who puts out quality music. Jim, is that a fair? I could gush. And Jim Musselman, welcome back on the show. Good morning, sir.
Tom, wonderful to be on the show again. It seems like every few years we're talking about a new Bruce song that we're releasing, but I love running a label and just following my heart and following my passions in life.
Not many people get to do that, and you're celebrating your 21st anniversary with this. You're old enough to buy a drink now, Jim.
Yes, the label has now come of age, as they say, 21 years old, yes.
So we will raise a glass of something. In your direction. Now, first song I played this morning was Incident on 57th Street from the Main Point, and you just tell me that you were there.
I was there. I went to Villanova University, and I would hang out at the Main Point. It was a two-mile walk in the freezing cold, and I got to see Bruce there, Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, all these people before they made it. And Ed Shockey was a dear friend of mine, and I saw him at the show, and I said, 5 years from now, this guy's going to be playing stadiums. You're never going to see him in this smaller club. And Ed was like, you're right. And it was just an incredible show.
Now, there was also the infamous Bruce show at Villanova that,
six people were there, but 2 million have said they've been there since then.
Well, you gotta love it. As Appleseed has gotten to its 21st year, your association with Pete Seeger has just been this undeniable mutual love affair, and that continues. With this new release, tell the folks about what you've got cooked up that comes out on Friday.
Well, it is a 3-CD set, a history of the label with 57 songs. You can read about it at appleseedmusic.com. And it basically tells the story of the label from beginning to end. But I had the idea to have 9 new songs on it. And Bruce was the first one I approached, and Bruce and John Landau have just been wonderful over the years. And I had talked with Tim Robbins, who's a dear friend, for years, and I like to do my CDs with a book or a movie with a beginning, a middle, and an end. So I wanted to start off the CD with Bruce singing If I Had a Hammer. As the words go, I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. So it's sort of the mantra for the label, so I wanted to start the CD with that song.
Wow. And one of the songs that shows up on this CD you've used previously, the version of Where Have All the Flowers Gone, is...
We did that in Northern Ireland. That's how I started the label. I was in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and I was seeing kids growing up in a war zone, and I was really upset by it. So I said, what can I do? And I decided to use music as a bridge between people as opposed to a wall. So I recorded the song with the Catholic and Protestant children in Northern Ireland, and that's what kicked off the label and everything, because I wanted to use the label for hope and healing and social change.
And 21 years later, son of a gun, you're still cooking. So when you originally, you're really the originator of the Seeger Sessions, really. And when you first approached Bruce and John Land, I guess, back in the 90s, like mid-ish, late-ish 90s?
Yes, 1998, and Bruce said no the first 3 times, and I kept going back with persistence, and I think it was like, okay, I'll just get rid of this guy and do it, you know, but he decided to do it the last minute, and he only had a week to record, and Bruce never does anything in a week, and so he just got everyone together at his farm and did the songs, like 7 of them, in 5 days, and it was incredible, the spontaneity with which he recorded them.
Now, are the folks who are on this version of If I Had a Hammer the Sessions band that we've come to know and love? Or I get a little bit different here and there.
Yeah, it is the Seeger Sessions band, and it is a song that I had always wanted Bruce to perform and everything, because it was a song written by Pete Seeger in 1950 dealing with the McCarthy era and what we were going through at that time.
When was this song recorded?
It was recorded in the 3rd Seeger Sessions at his farm and home recording studio.
Wow. So this was when there were people in the hallway, people, people on the porch. I was not allowed on the property that day, so I wasn't there. What are the stories that like La Bamba, Lisa Lowell, tell you about that day? They're just so beautiful.
Oh my God! Because no one knew what was going on, and he'd be like, "Okay, this person start playing. This person come in," or he'd yell out names. You know, Charlie, come in on the accordion, or you know, whatever. Susie, come in on the violin, and everything else. So, you know, it was all spontaneity, and that's why it was incredible music. It was so spontaneous. You know, but if you would have told me that we would have done 7 songs with Bruce and the song Bring Them Home, I co-wrote with Bruce and he performed it on Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno out of it all, I was like, I think this is all just a dream because I was such a huge Bruce fan growing up.
And to this day, you are one of the greatest fans of Bruce Springsteen I know. Jim Musselman, Appleseed Recordings, with us this morning here on the Bruce Brunch at the Hawk. Appleseed continues to put out current relevant music. What are some of the titles that you folks have released here recently?
Well, we just released Sweet Honey in the Rock and Tom Rush, his first album in a long time, who is a wonderful musician. And on this album, you know, we have Tom Morello. This album, Roots and Branches, we have Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, who was in the E Street Band for a few years. And we actually have Tom Russell doing a version of Bruce Springsteen's beautiful song Across the Border that we recorded on the border. So there's a lot of Bruce connections with this album. But the song that I'm most proud of, besides Where Have All the Flowers Gone, is We Shall Overcome, that I did with Bruce, because you were talking about 9/11 earlier in the show, and the day after 9/11, Tom Brokaw and NBC News and Brian Williams made a video of the song with rescue workers, and it was played every hour on the hour on NBC News, and it just touched so many lives in a positive way, and it's just such an important song because it was used after 9/11 and in Northern Ireland and New Orleans and everything, and Bruce is such a genius. He added the word darling in it and sang it with Patty, and it personalized the song. And it just touched people on a personal level because of that slight little change that Bruce made. I mean, the guy is just a genius with what he can do.
Yeah. Everyone listening right now is shaking their head up and down. Yep. Now, speaking of genius, have you had the opportunity to go to Broadway?
Yes, and that. And it's coming to Netflix on December 15th. And I'm just so glad the whole world will be able to see the incredible human being that is Bruce Springsteen, who lays his heart out there every night with the show, you know.
A lot of friends on this release coming out on Friday. Jackson Brown, Donovan, John Wesley Harding, Wesley Stace, who is just one of the great guys of all time. Donovan, and then, you know, you've got Levon Helm and David Bromberg and on. All the information at appleseedmusic.com. Folks who want to buy this on Friday, Jim, how do they go about doing that?
They can order it on the website www.appleseedmusic.com or iTunes and that. But it's I'm just really proud of the CD. It's 21 years, and it's got a 32-page booklet, and that tells the story behind each of the songs.
Brilliant and beautiful. You mentioned Charlie Giordano a couple minutes ago. Yesterday was his birthday. So we'll give him a birthday shout-out. Any other birthdays we need to mention this morning, Jim?
Yes, I wanted to send out a special happy birthday to my daughter, Justine. Her birthday's on Tuesday. She's listening in New York City. She was born at the exact same time as Appleseed. I started the record label so she could be there with me every single day. She was actually the first person to ever hear Bruce Springsteen songs.
Wow.
When she was 2 years old, 5 years old, or whatever. But every summer, we drive over the causeway to LBI. I love summer. I love Sunshine One. And we basically would drive over the causeway listening to Bruce's song. And, you know, it was just the ultimate, listening to Bruce and putting down the windows. So it's my daughter's birthday on Tuesday, and she was an integral part of the label. So thank you for letting me say happy birthday to her.
Absolutely. Thank you for always being so generous and sharing your time and your passion and these great stories about Bruce and the Sessions Band, and of course John Landau as well. And the godfather to me of this whole thing's always got to be Pete Seeger, right?
Yes, totally. And, you know, what Bruce and John did for Pete was just amazing, you know, doing the Seeger Sessions tours all over the world and taking his songs all over the world. But what Bruce and John did inviting Pete down to the Obama inauguration concert and Pete singing This Land Is Your Land with Bruce, Pete said it was one of the highlights of his life. And Bruce was so gracious, he gave up one of his songs to bring Pete down and sing This Land Is Your Land at the Lincoln Memorial. And I can't thank Bruce and John enough. They have been wonderful. They've kept every promise ever made to the label, and they've helped shine some light down on a little sapling among giant redwood trees in the world.
Roots and Branches, this is aptly named. Now, when you think of If I Had a Hammer, I'm thinking about Peter, Paul, and Mary.
You know, Aretha Franklin did a version. Everybody, Trini Lopez, I mean, it's been a hit so many times. The Kingston Trio, I mean, like, I think it's been recorded like 200 times.
Wow.
And Bruce did a wonderful version, you know, with the violin, Susie on violin, and then it ends with like a little gospel ending at the end. And he puts his special Springsteen twist on it.
Oh, well, let's share this with the folks. Jim Musselman, always a pleasure, always a treat, sir. Here's to the next 21, and hopefully I'll see you before, you know, before 3 or 4 years go by again. So
I know. We always cross paths. We met at the Springsteen Academic Symposium in Long Branch and everything, and I run into you every few years. So thank you for your great show, Tom. I listen to it all the time when I'm at the shore.
Well, thank you. And here you go. This is a world premiere. It's Bruce Springsteen, the Seeger Sessions Band, If I Had a Hammer, the Hammer Song. On the Bruce Brunch here at 105.7 The Hawk.